Hello, my friends, and welcome back to The Morning Mindset. Hey, I want to bring something back to your attention. I mentioned on January 1st episode that my wife and I will be in the West Palm Beach, Florida area for most of January, and we would love to meet you. We are planning on holding some sort of meetup. We don't have details at this point, but we would love to know if you would like to connect with us. You can let us know by going to carreygreen.com, C-A-R-E-Y, green like the color.com/meetup. And there's a short form for you to fill out there just to let us know that you're interested. And then we will reach out when we have more details. By the way, you can find that link in the description for this episode as well. All right. As I've said in the last few days, we're happily stuck in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. We're going to wrap it up today and move on to verse 2 tomorrow. But verse 1 is just so full. The Apostle Paul has told us, he's appealed to us as brothers and sisters in Christ, to look at God's mercy in our lives and over our lives, and in view of it, to present our bodies as living sacrifices that are holy and acceptable to God. So that is our daily action. It's to present our bodies. And why our bodies? Well, number one, that's where the power of sin still resides in us, is in our unredeemed bodies. But secondly, think about this. Our human body is the vessel through which we interact with the world around us and the people around us. So if we are going to engage with the culture and the world around us in a way that demonstrates God's mercy and impacts the world for his benefit, it's going to be through our human bodies. That includes brains, voices, touch, demonstration, example, all of those things which flow through the human body in some way. So that's part of why Paul is putting the focus on presenting our bodies as living sacrifices. We are to be daily living in a way that demonstrates him. And he says we're to do this in a manner that's holy and acceptable to God. So that kind of prompts us to dig into those two words, holy and acceptable. What does that mean for us in the way that we live? How can we live in a holy and acceptable way? How can we present our bodies to him as holy and acceptable? Well, I think it means to some degree that we are working to stay healthy because our bodies need to be healthy in order to function properly. And I believe that that honors God. I think it means in some respect that we're working to avoid sins against the body, as the Apostle Paul speaks of in other passages. And that would be, you know, sexual sins, immoralities, things like that. But I believe also it's just a mindset. It's a mindset of daily saying, this body belongs to you, Jesus. Use it for good. Use it in ways that will bring you glory. This body is for you. You so see, just like the Virgin Mary yielded up her body and she said, let it be unto me according to your word. When the angel told her she was going to bear the Messiah in her body, she essentially gave her body and said, let it be to me. Just as you say, we do the same thing. We offer our bodies because Jesus lives within us. You see, he resides in us. And what the Apostle Paul says about this step of obedience is that this is your spiritual worship, the translation I'm reading says. Let me read it. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Now, I came across the actual Greek words for this some years ago, and the word spiritual actually is not there in the Greek. It's not the concept of spiritual worship. It's the concept of reasonable worship. You see, the concept Paul's trying to drive home here is that to give your body as a living sacrifice is a reasonable thing for you to do. And it's a worshipful thing for you to do as well. You see, our response to all of the mercy God has poured out in our lives and all the things he's done to redeem us and make us a part of his plan is to be one in which we give him everything, body, soul, spirit. And Paul is telling us right here, that's reasonable. There's nothing outlandish about it, although our culture and our world would tell us, wow, that's pretty extreme. You're one of those religious nutcases, who cares what the world says? Paul says this is a reasonable thing for you to do, and that it's an act of worship. You see, this is a daily act of worship we can be engaged in. But giving our bodies again to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for His use. Jesus, we ask you again to take our bodies today, to enable us to live out your presence in our lives in a way that impacts people and demonstrates your mercy and your grace. Lord, make us holy and acceptable sacrifices to you. We ask it in your precious name.